Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
For the great and for the mighty things that he has done. You are listening to the Crossroad Broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This week, this month, we're going to begin a segment on domestic violence and abuse. We want you to call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that the Crossroad broadcast is on the air. We want you to know that we have problems in our society. We have problems in the world and some things that we need to address. So today, here on the Crossroad broadcast, we're going to talk about domestic violence and abuse. We're going to talk about the signs of abuse and abusive relationships. Let's go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great and mighty things that you have done, great and mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. We thank God that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And thy word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Father, we thank you for every listener that are listening, God, to this broadcast. God, bring revelation. God, bring illumination. God, fill them, God, today. Encourage their heart. God, that they will know, Father God, if you be for them, it is more than they that will be against them. And God, that you paid the price 2,000 years ago for every healing, every deliverance, and God, that you care about them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You are listening to the Crossroad broadcast. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we want to begin our discussion today about domestic violence and abuse. We want to talk about the signs of abuse and abusive relationships. Do you not know that domestic violence and abuse can happen to anyone, regardless of their size, regardless of their gender, and their strength? So these are some of the things that we want you to pay special attention to. It doesn't matter about your size. It doesn't matter about your gender or how strong you are. It can happen to anyone. Yet the problem is often overlooked, and sometimes it's excused, and sometimes it's even denied. This is especially true when the abuse is psychological rather than physical. Emotional abuse is often minimized, yet it can leave deep and a lasting time. People, they minimize the abuse that one suffered. But sometimes suffering, the things that they go through, the abuse that they go through, it actually leaves a deep, deep scar and a lasting scar in that individual, the person that has been abused. Now, sometimes we cannot identify with people that have been abused because you may say, well, you know, I can't feel, I don't know, because I never have been abused before. But I want you to know, let's go on record to say this morning that there are many people that are being abused. Sometimes it may be your neighbor. It may be your friend. It may be even the person that you go to Friday night on Wednesday or Sunday morning, or whether you may go to church. These people that you see every day, even on your job, that they are being abused, but they don't share their abuse because for certain reasons they do not tell you, or they won't tell anyone that they are being abused. Sometimes they covered it up with just laughter, and that laughter really is sometimes hurt. And they don't want you to know what they are going through. But we must acknowledge. Notice the warning signs and the symptoms of domestic violence and abuse. It is the first step to the abuse and to ending it. If we don't recognize it, then we cannot stop it and we cannot end it. No one, hear me now, no one should live in fear of a person they love. No one should live in the fear of a person they love. If that person really loved you, they would not abuse you. People might even say, you know, they can't help it. I know that this individual loved me, but that is a part of that person. That's something that that person is dealing with. Well, you are not that individual. You're not that person that deserves for someone to abuse you. If you recognize yourself or someone you know who have been abused, you need to call the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And yes, there is a hotline. There's a line that you can call if you feel that you have been abused or that you know someone that has been abused. Now, that number is 1-800-799-7233 is the word of faith. So if you can't remember the number, remember 1-800-799-SAFE. Okay. Let's talk about what is domestic abuse. Domestic abuse is also known as spousal abuse. It occurs when one person in a intimate relationship or marriage tries to dominate and control the other person. Abuse also includes physical violence, which is called domestic violence. Domestic violence and abuse are used for one purpose only, and that purpose to gain and maintain total control over you. I realize that sometimes some women, some men, they go into relationships, and because of the fact that they think that the person has loved them so much until they feel that control that they have over them is because they love him. But no, that's not always true. This is a sign of an abuser. So you need to pay attention to the signs. You need to know what's going on in your household and wherever you live or who you're in a relationship with or who you let into your life. An abuser doesn't play fair. Abuser use fear, guilt, shame, and intimidation to wear you down and to keep you under his or her thumb. So did you understand what I'm saying? Is that whether it is a male or a female, an abuser, they use fear, guilt, shame, and intimidation to wear you down. That's their purpose, to wear you down so they can keep you under their thumb. Now, if you just imagine you're an individual and somebody have you covered. They have you under their thumb, and you can't get up, you can't move, you can't really kind of think. You're at their every beck and call. So, therefore, what we're saying to you this morning is to keep you from being abused, to bring you out of abusive relationship, to cause you not to be in bondage, to not cause you to, so that you won't be in chains and that you don't feel free. For the word of God says, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. But when we look at the abuser may also threaten you or hurt you or hurt those around you. You've heard, you've seen a people, if you're not in that abusive relationship, you have seen people on the network, and you have seen people yourself, a friend told you about another person that was in an abusive relationship and how they threatened that person, how they threatened to hurt the person or the people around them as well. Domestic violence and abuse does not discriminate. We find a lot of things and a lot of people that discriminate, but let me tell you, domestic violence and abuse does not discriminate. It happens among heterosexual couples and in the same-sex partnership. It occurs within all ages, ranges, ethnic background, and economical levels. And while women are more commonly victimized, men are also abused, especially verbally and emotionally. You can understand what I'm saying because of the fact some of you have experienced this, some of you have seen their couples, or you've been in a abusive relationship, and sometimes it doesn't always mean that they are putting their physically putting their hands on you, but what they say and what they do to you, especially a verbal type of relationship or abuse, it can be very emotional, how they speak to you, what they say, they downgrade you, they put you down, you know, they make you feel worthless, they make you feel that what you have to say doesn't matter, and usually they don't want to hear what you say. So you have to know what the signs are so that you can be free, and that you never would get into a relationship that of domestic violence. Although sometimes even physically, it can be physical, although it can be physical as well. Not only verbal abuse, but it can be physical as well. We already have said that the person, how they can verbally abuse you. And when they verbally abuse you, it also bring about emotionally. You can be emotional abuse. It affects your way of thinking, affects you, affects that individual that's being abused. And sometimes they go to the next stage and they will physically abuse you. The bottom line is that abusive behavior is never accepted, whether it is coming from a man or a woman or a teenager or other adult. It is never accepted. No, for whatever reason that they give, it is never, never accepted. You deserve to feel valued. You deserve to feel expected and you deserve to be safe. Now, we need to recognize abuse. Abuse, when you recognize abuse, it is the first step to getting help. Domestic abuse often escalates from the threat and verbal abuse to violence. And that's what some of the things that we just had talked about, we just said about how it can escalate. And while physical injuries may be most obvious and to an individual and dangerous, the emotional and physiological consequence of domestic abuse are also severe. Emotional abuse, abusive relationship can destroy your self-worth. Did you hear what I said? Emotional abuse, abusive relationship can destroy your self-worth. And it leads to anxiety and depression. And it makes you feel helpless and alone. And there are people out there that are listening to this broadcast that know that they are in a abusive relationship. And they know that only they're in that relationship, but they can't identify that they living in a state of fear, they're living, they're at the stage of depression, and also it makes them the person feel helpless and alone. No one should have to endure this kind of pain. And your first step to breaking free is to recognize that your situation is abusive. If you don't recognize that your situation is abusive, then you will stay same abusive situation. Once you acknowledge the reality of the abuse, of the abusive situation, then you can get the help that you need. If you do not acknowledge it, then you're going to stay in that same relationship because of the fact that you have not acknowledged it. You have not come to that point in your life that you know and that you can say that I am in a abusive relationship. When you do that, then you can get help when you acknowledge it. Let's talk about the signs of an abusive relationship. There are many signs of an abusive relationship. The most telling sign is fear of your partner. Are you fearful of the person you live with? Are you fearful of that husband? Are you fearful of that wife? Are you fearful of that boyfriend or that girlfriend? If you feel like you have, do you feel like you have to walk on eggshells around your partner? This is abnormal. It is not a normal situation. Are you constantly watching what you say and in order to avoid a blow up from somebody, because a person that's violent, a person that's abusing that person, sometimes they don't give them that freedom to say what they would like to say or express their opinion because, as we said before, they don't want to hear what they have to say concerning anything as a topic because they want to remain dominant. And they want to be that person that has that thumb over that person of that being abused. Chances are that your relationship is unhealthy or being abused. Other signs that you may be in an abusive situation or relationship include a partner who belittles you or tries to control you. Are you in that type of relationship? It could be male. It can be female. It can be a student. It can be people that you care about and you love, but yet they are belittling you. They're constantly putting you down. They put you down in front of other people to make you feel less than. They'll put you down even by yourself, but sometimes they will do the greatest damage when you are one-on-one. But have you been in a relationship where you may have gone to a social event and you may be in a group and or you may be another two or three people standing around and you may try to comment or try to make some conversation and they may give you a look or they may verbally say, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about, you know, or he doesn't know what he's talking about. He always running off at his mouth. She's always running off at her mouth. She don't know anything. She just loves to make comments. Well, that's putting a person down. It goes far beyond that, but I'm just saying to you that you need to know when a person has been abusive towards you. Yes. Eggshell, that you have to be so what you say in that relationship. You may have a feeling of self-helplessness. You may feel so helpless and in desperation. And no one should have to feel helpless. No one should have to have that feeling of desperation when they're in a relationship with that husband and that wife or with that friend that's supposed to love them or care for them, with that fiance, you know, or with that person that they're about to marry. You know, if you're in a relationship and you have a partner that have asked you to marry them and they don't know how to talk to you, you need to not to get married, because what's done before marriage is going to be done during the marriage. And I can guarantee you that it's going to be on a larger scale than it was before you said, I do. To determine whether your relationship is abusive, come on, answer yes or no to the questions that I would like to put before you. Just answer yes or no. Do you feel afraid of your partner much of the time? Do you avoid certain topics out of fear of anger from your partner? Do you feel that you can't do anything right for your partner? Everything you do, you can iron a shirt. It's not ironed correctly. It has a wrinkle in it. You didn't fold it the way that it should be folded. Certain things that they do that will make you feel that you are not appreciated. Do you believe that you deserve to be hurt or mistreated? I mean, ask yourself, do you really believe that you deserve to be hurt or mistreated? Do you wonder if you're the one who is crazy? No, you're not crazy. The person that's abusing you is the one that has the problem. Do you feel emotionally numb or helpless? Something that you need to think about. Let's go back a little bit. If you feel afraid of your partner much of the time, you don't need to be with that part. I don't know what your answer was, but it should be, if you are feeling a friend of your partner much of the time, you're in an abusive relationship. If you have to avoid certain topics because of your friend that your partner going to be, because of fear of angering your partner, you're in an abusive relationship. If you feel that you can't do anything right for your partner, you're in an abusive relationship. Do you believe that you deserve to be hurt or mistreated? Anybody that believes that they deserve to be hurt or mistreated, you need some help. Your partner needs some help because you are somebody special. You are someone that God created. He created you in his image and his likeness. And he wants the best for you. If Christ won't hurt you, why would you let someone else hurt you or mistreat you? One of the other questions was, do you wonder if you're the one who is crazy? No, you are not crazy. You're not crazy. It would be a crazy situation, to stay in a situation that someone can eventually damage you, you continue to mistreat you, and maybe even kill you. That's crazy. But you're not crazy. That's what the abuser want you to think, that you are crazy. The best thing to do is to get out of that relationship. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. He finds a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. And if you, that good thing, whether or not you're male or female, if you're that person that know, and you should know who you are and your worth, your self-worth, you should know that you are valuable. And no one needs to abuse you and to say that I love you. That's what abuser does. You know that I love you. You know that I care. You know that I didn't mean to hurt you. You know that I didn't mean to talk to you that way. And then, before the day is out, they're doing the same thing over again. And if that partner is making you feel emotionally numb or helpless, you're in a abusive relationship. Now, I want you to also think about, does your partner violent behavior? Does he have violent behavior, or does he threaten you? Have a bad and unpredictable, does your partner has a bad and unpredictable temper? You don't know when he's going to go off. You don't know when she's going to go off. You don't know when he's going to give you a slap in your face. Or you don't know when they're going to take their fist and use it against you. You don't know when they're going to throw something and hit you. You don't know when they are going to cause you to have that black eye or cause your mouth to bleed because they want you to stop talking. Do you hurt? You have to recognize what the individual is doing. You have to ask yourself, does your partner hurt you, threaten to hurt you, or kill you? And this is one of the things that you have to be very mindful of. If they threaten to hurt you or kill you, you better believe that that's in their mind and that they could do exactly they can carry that threat out. That warning, the Bible tells us warning come before destruction. So if they warn, they tell you, and they threaten you, that they threaten to hurt you, and they keep threatening to hurt you, then better pay attention to what they're saying. And you need not to be in that relationship with them, because many people have died because they didn't pay attention to that threat. They told them that I'm going to kill you, but they didn't believe it. Why? Because they thought, you know, he loved me, she loved me so much that she's not going to do that. He's not going to kill me. You know, he's just talking. Well, many times there have been, I think even recently, I see this program wherein the man, I think this woman worked for this certain company, and the man waited till she got home from work, and he shot and killed her. He killed two of her children as well. You need to believe what they are saying. If anybody over sensitive, jealous of you, are jealous, you have to watch them, because you don't know what's planned in their mind. It can be like a record that won't stop. You know, their mind is not right. And a person's mind, when it's not right, you have to acknowledge that something is wrong with them. No matter how you may have loved them before, you got to recognize that something is wrong with them. Now, they even may threaten to take your children away or to harm them. Well, you better believe that they will do exactly what they said. And sometimes they do that in order to keep you under their thumb. Sometimes they would do that. And you don't want that to happen, so you need not to be in that abusive relationship. They even may say, they may threaten to commit suicide if you leave them. Well, you know, they need to get some help, because you need to be up and out of there. No matter how many times they say, if you leave me, I'm going to kill myself. Well, you need to pray for them and get out, because you're in abusive relationship. This is a way to keep you under their thumb, to control you. If you have a person, we're almost finished for today, and we're going to pick this up next week on Crossroad Broadcast at 9 o'clock in the morning. We want you to realize these things because they are so important. If your partner forces you to have sex, this is another way controlling you. This is a way wherein, if, you know that certain things are not supposed to happen anyway if you're not married to the individual, and you really shouldn't be in that atmosphere or that place where they control you in that way. But if you are in that place where somebody is saying that you've got to have, you know, this, you got to have sex with me, I want you to, you know, to have sex, and I'm going to do this to you and that to you if you don't. Well, you got to know that you're in an abusive relationship, and something should be done about that. Something that you need to make a decision that I'm no longer going to stay in this relationship. See, there are so many women that have. And so many women will not be able today to testify that this happened to them, because some of them are not here to testify or to say what happened to them. And you may say, well, you know, is it all men that abuse women? No, there are some women that abusing men as well. So you have to be very careful. So the last point that we're going to make today is this individual, this are they threatened to destroy your belongings? Or are they destroy something that you have? Maybe your clothing. Maybe they rip them up. Or maybe they have taken the scissors and cut some of your clothing. Did something that was terrible. You know, you've got to know that you are in a abusive relationship. So we want you to take heed to what we have said this morning. And we're going to continue this topic on domestic violence on next week, on Thursday next week. And we want you to be healthy, to be strong, to know who you are, and that you have value. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the Crossword broadcast. We thank you, God, for what you have done and what you're going to do. We thank you for healing, God, that's being manifest today through this broadcast. Thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Thank you for great illumination of your word and also of what you will have the people to know in order to be safe and, God, to be the men and women, God, that you will have them to be. So, Lord, God, we ask even now that you cover them under the blood. And, God, if any do not know you as their Lord and Savior, if any, God, that have not said yes to your will and yes to your way, we pray even now that you will touch them today and that, God, that a change will be manifested in their life. God, you said if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead, you said that we shall be saved. So, Lord, we thank you today for those, God, that have given their lives unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you even now for those that are sick in their bodies. We send the word of healing, no matter what the infirmity, no matter what the sickness, no matter what they've been going as a result of domestic violence, psychological, physically. We even now that you will touch them from the crown of their head to of their feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We want to invite you to listen to the Hour of Power broadcast on this coming Wednesday at 9 a.m. And on Thursday, you will be listening to the Crossroads broadcast. And tomorrow at 4 a.m., you will be listening. You can tune in to the Breakthrough broadcast. We would love to have you to listen to the Word of God as we go through it line by line and precept by precept. May God's richest blessings be upon you. May he bless you in your going in and in your coming out. Now, may I also tell you that there are some Mondays that the Crossroad broadcast will be on with Dr. June Normill. We will make the announcement on Monday, the day that she will be speaking. But on Thursday, I will be bringing to you different topics on some things that God has given us. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you is our prayer.